listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sun. Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Monday, December 26, 2022, and this is episode 266 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the title of today's episode is Lots to Talk About, 2023 Look Ahead. Yeah, just doing a Monday evening Oh, there we are. And we're back. Beautiful, beautiful. So I got a bunch of live interviews lined up to do on Monday evenings. But when I don't have an interview booked, I'm going to come up with a random topic or several random topics and just go ahead and do shows about those on Monday nights. That is one that we are doing tonight. And it is the 2023 look ahead. So I kind of went down the list of everything we have going on, jotted them down. I'm going to speak to each one of them real quick and just kind of roll through them and let you guys know what we have planned, what our goals are. I don't know if we've even set any real goals or metrics, but the things we're going to be focusing on moving forward in 2023. And then, I think my first live interview, Monday night interview, is coming up on the 9th. So in 2 weeks, this show will be a live interview with a yogi. Yeah, talking about yoga and a non-traditional type of yoga. So that should be interesting. And next week, I don't know. It'll be what, January 2nd? January 1st? January 2nd. It'll be January 2nd. So maybe a New Year's show. Resolutions? I don't know. I don't do resolutions. So anyway, let's get going here with the topic, which is that 2023 look ahead. And so I'm going to kind of go through each of the branches of what we have going on. We got a kind of a hydra of all sorts of different tentacles sticking out. And I'm going to try to hit them all. But the umbrella of it all is the Lots Project, the YouTube channel name, and then the podcast and the branding thereof. So let's start with the podcast. Podcast will continue to be Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central. Half hour, 25 to 40 minutes is usually kind of where it runs. That's just going to be a daily chat about what we got going on, anything that's kind of on my mind. Anything crazy the day before or coming up, or things we're looking at, problems we run into, just a general chat. We're going to start doing, like I was talking earlier, Monday nights at 6 will be a more of a topical show where there's a theme and maybe a list or top 10s, or like this one being the look ahead. And then that's going to be mixed in with live interviews. I'm hoping to come up with enough live interviews that I can just do that every Monday night, is do a live interview every Monday night. Good evening, Josh, the Renegade Butcher. Nice. Clean up that place. We made a mess today for sure. But I'm hoping to have enough live interviews that this just turns into that every Monday night. And then if I don't happen to have one, then it is a very random, sporadic topic that we cover, but mostly interviews. And then Thursday nights, I'll be adding on a show this coming year, actually starting the first week of January. I'll be releasing a pre-recorded interview with a guest. I will be premiering it on YouTube. Hopefully I'll be around the majority of them, where I'll be able to drop into the chat and kind of comment and follow along as it goes. But if not, you know, it'll play and it'll be released as an audio podcast. Good evening, Aaron from Two Chicks Homestead. How you doing? Oh, you forgot to hit send. You've been watching a while and you've just been hanging in the shadows. I see. Welcome. Thank you for joining. And so that's the podcast. I don't think I'm going to do a whole lot of pop-up things or anything like that. I think that's going to be plenty of audio to be recording. So hopefully shooting for that hour to an hour and a half on the Mondays and Thursdays. And then, let's say half hour every day. So that's, you know, it's quite a bit. So I'm good with that. All of that obviously live streamed on the YouTube channel and hopefully Rumble soon. I'm building up to 100 followers over on Rumble and I'll be able to live stream there soon. But YouTube, Odyssey, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I send it to all the ones that are on the list when I check them off in StreamYard and read them at the end. So, but I can't live stream to Instagram or TikTok. So yeah, I think it's Odyssey and Floater in there. As I add on Rumble, I think I have to drop one off. So yeah, it is what it is. I know which one's taking the cut. But yeah, we will be live streaming to all those places. The YouTube channel will also be home to, I believe, a lot more shorts and long format content, produced videos as we're on the road, as we're getting more into different things, situations and just new campsites and being able to take video. We will be putting a lot more videos up there. Long content. We're going to start sharing the majority of all our content, all our shorts that we put on TikTok, under all three of our brands, I guess you would say, screen names. We're going to hopefully start sharing the majority of those to YouTube to kind of build up that shorts library and get back to getting some Baby Walter and Grounded Souls content. Probably we're going to aim for like once a week. Corey and I are discussing this, trying to figure it out because she's gone to full time. But she makes the content and she makes it what it is. So it's hard for me to take over what she's built with those. I can't mimic her. I can try, but I'm nowhere close. And she has a knack for what she's doing. So we're trying to figure out a way that we can lessen her load, but still put out content on a regular basis. So yeah, it might be a bunch of shorts during the week and then maybe a video once a week or something of that nature. So yeah, that's the Grounded Souls. I can speak to those right now, Grounded Souls and Baby Walter and Company. That's kind of where we're going with those. I do believe in probably the first quarter of 2023, we'll probably have some tea for sale under the Grounded Souls brand, maybe co-labeled, maybe branded on its own, but get that rolling. We've been talking about that. We talked about that actually right before we launched, and then everything's kind of been a whirlwind since then. I haven't circled back to that, but I did check in and it's still available, everything we had talked about. So hopefully first quarter here, we'll be able to get that figured out and get the time to get that listed and roll with that. So we'll have tea available through Grounded Souls and she will continue to do her content and her barefoot content. And I'm kind of sneaking in a little bit on it because she got me to go barefoot too. But yeah, that is mainly her, and who doesn't love those pretty female feet walking around all the time. So yeah, that's Grounded Souls, Baby Walter and Company, the three boys. It's a handful to get content with them, especially on her own. And now that she has one less day to spend all day with them, it gets even harder. So we'll try to keep getting more content of them up. We still have their coffee brand for sale on the website, babywalterandcompany.com. Kind of push that, and then their branded merchandise over on the site. And yeah, that's kind of, we're going to keep rolling with that and try to get into a groove and a good routine and rhythm with getting their content up, but being more consistent with that. I have a little side project with TikTok right now. I do have a YouTube channel for it, but I haven't been really active in sending the shorts over there. I didn't know if you could just build a channel based solely on shorts. And I've been going back and forth whether I just want to send the shorts to our main Lots Project channel. But I have a gravestone, a headstone based account. Yes, cemetery headstone based account on TikTok, where I explore cemeteries and get video of headstones, and it's doing fairly well. I enjoy doing it. I'm also going to start cleaning headstones and videoing that. So that'll be going up on the shorts. So I'm still up in the air whether I want to try to build that all onto the one channel or onto a separate one. So that might be added to the Lost Project channel, or it just might end up being its own place to hold a bunch of shorts, because I don't do very much long format content with it. I don't know if I will start doing it. I might with some of the new tools, some of the new content creation tools that I've picked up. It might be easier to do content while I'm working. So we will see. We will see. I haven't really made a decision. I haven't really sat down and talked to Corey too much about it yet to kind of see what her thoughts are. Where I should do it, if I should just build it all on one. And I'm guessing she's going to say, I don't know, what do you think? Because, that's kind of just how those conversations go. But, so that's kind of the video content over there. Like I mentioned, I got some new content creation toys or tools or whatever you would like to call them. Messing around with a GoPro and a drone. I still have to get my drone license to get a lot of footage up there. I did put a test flight up, but I don't think I'm making any money on it. So yeah, it is what it is. That's getting fun. I'm getting familiar with the controls and the app and how to run that. So we'll be adding that into our video. Make the video up, make it a little spicier, make it a little nicer, a little more flavor to it. It should be good. It should be good. It'll be fun. And be able to do a lot more hands-on videoing of working on things and the stuff we do. The stuff I do around the camper and the fix-it stuff, it'll be easier to have that camera, that second camera angle that I can kind of mount. I have different, I bought a bunch of different accessory packs with different mounts in it. So lots of different angles, lots of different options, and I think it'll work out well to get the video that I'm usually missing when I'm recording stuff. So that'll be good. That'll be good. Let's see what else we got going. Trying to push the consulting calendar, especially as we get back on the road. And I have a lot of days free where I'm not going to a set job here or there, where I can book in a lot of different things at a lot of different times. I'm hoping to do consulting on beginner to intermediate cryptocurrency skill level, consulting on hip camps, getting set up, how to do them, doing a lot of rolling that into management of those hip camps, possibly do some on-site work, have some things booked for early in the year, but really going to focus on getting some stuff booked to get a route and a route to take in the country. And that fits kind of our travel plans and it gets the travel plans to kind of present themselves. If we have waypoints that we want to hit and certain times a year we want to be there, and we can schedule things on that route and work that in. That's kind of the goal for the on-site in-person consultations, but a lot of the stuff is going to be on. I'd like to help people out that are stuck on, say, homestead projects or land development, that type of thing. That's one of the focuses for building that in this next year. So excited to work on that. Going to roll out, I think, here. I've been tossing around the idea of possibly 30-minute free consultation type intros, like getting to know each other, finding out your goals, finding out if I can even help you, making making your consultation worth your money in that first consultation, because I will be able to take what we discuss in that first half an hour and really roll it into having an agenda, having my ducks in a row to help you the best I can instead of just being on the spot. So I think that's a valuable service to offer. That's that 30-minute free consultation where we just discuss it, get to know each other, find out if we'll even work well together, because I don't want to take people's money unless I can help them. And I think that's the easiest way to find out, is to just have a conversation. So, and if nothing else, you get to have a 30-minute conversation and meet new people, and yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be nice. So kind of thinking about rolling that out as soon as I can get it figured out on the website and the calendars and all that. Calendars are getting kind of screwy. I got lots of them with going into Podmatch to get all these interviews. So it's a big ball of twine to figure out how to make it all work together. So that is on the agenda. So getting into doing a lot more consulting. Today I was really thinking, when I was working with Josh, that I'd like to, as we travel, really run into people that have a side hustle, have a alternative business, something like Josh is doing, that he's just kind of doing his own thing, and get a lot of content out of that, more kind of like a Dirty Jobs type thing. Traveling around, just kind of seeing what people are doing, giving them a little content creation or here, there, whatever. But you see what people are doing. You always hear people talking about the cool things they're working on or side hustles they got, but I'd like to see them. I'd like to see them. So that's kind of a goal with traveling around that I've been kicking around. I'd like to head down that road. Let's see what else we got going on here. Got a big old project I'm working on right now, that is going to revolve around coffee. Multi-prong, huge project I'm laying out, and it'll be a ton of work. I think it'll be a ton of work, but I think it'll be worth it in the end. It'll be being able to use by a lot of different people and have lots of potential revenue streams, which is the thing I'm most excited about. But there's going to be an ebook with it. I think I'm really enjoying the ebook, that ebook style of putting product out there. I enjoy writing to an extent, but it's got to be in a file, and I gotta be able to work on it when I can. And as I complete that, I really like that ebook format. I like just not having to print anything, that it's easily formatted and just distributed online. That's kind of my style for sure. But doing more instructional stuff, instructional how-to and things like that. And getting them out there. I don't mind writing on a technical level. I'm not a writing for fun guy. I've never really done that. But on the instructional side and things like that, I think I can articulate enough and be able to get it out there. And so I'm going to be working on that. The coffee project does include an ebook, and I think I'm going to be looking for actual submissions, actually, for some filler in there. I'm going to be looking for writers that enjoy writing. I'm going to be looking for 1 to 4 minute reads. So whether that's a poem, whether that's a short story, whether that's just an article about coffee, but it's going to be all coffee based, and has to be in some way related to coffee. So yeah, if you're interested, reach out. I haven't finalized how I'm going to really do that, but yeah, just throwing it out there now. I know I've asked a couple people and they've been interested. So that's cool. And I look forward to reading their stuff and hopefully getting it in a book for them, and getting it out there. So that's upcoming. I'm hoping to pound that out here pretty quick. If I can squeeze it in. Right now, I got a lot going on for sure. That is one thing that I want to focus on as we hit the road and I have some free time. Like I said, that calendar will open up when I'm going over and helping Josh at the moment. So that's that fills up a few days, and I'm just trying to plan on things to do as we move on and we start traveling again, because then that opens up a few more days a week that I have to be ready to fill. One other project I'm working on right now and very excited about is Chi Tees. What that is it's a collaboration project with Jared from Limited Supply Designs. We are kind of putting together a take off of the AI craze, the artificial intelligence craze, the AI art generators, the AI this, AI that. Chi is short for created with human intelligence. And what we are going to do is basically take your AI generator and you're going to fill it out just like you would. You're going to put in your keywords, your descriptors, and what you're looking for. And then we're going to have an actual human spit something out for you. We're going to make you a custom t-shirt. It's going to be a one-of-a-kind design. It'll be marked and labeled, and you will be able to verify that it's a one-of-a-kind. But it's also printed on an upcycled t-shirt that Jared goes out and hunts down at thrift stores or places like that. So you're getting a high quality garment that's being saved from the landfill. You are getting a one of a kind t-shirt, and you're getting a let's say if you're a brand, you could get a secondary label, not a secondary label, but a secondary look alternative, kind of like the baseball uniforms do it every once in a while, where they have like the second jersey, the second version type. But after we design that and get you your t-shirt, we will take that design and put it for sale on our website. Creator gets a kick of it. The designer gets a kick of it. And we'll just sell a bunch of t-shirts. So excited about that. Excited to get it rolling. We are we're filming a couple more reveals. That's another thing that's going to be part of this, is once your design is finalized, we'll do a live stream, if you prefer, of the reveal, where the artist will show you the design. They will explain to you why they did what they did, kind of like an insight into how it was created. If you want that done. If you don't, you don't have to have it done. But we're filming a couple more of those and getting some promo stuff together, and then we'll launch that project. So it's kind of in a soft launch right now. If you are listening to this, you are invited to give it a try if you want. Right now we're running $50 for that whole service, and all you got to do is reach out to me. You can do that at info@thelotsproject.com or any numerous ways of private messaging. And if you're listening to this, you probably know how to get a hold of me. So anyway, if you don't, you can always go to thelotsproject.com and hit contact us. There's a whole laundry list of ways, but that's exciting. So we're working on that, getting that rolling. Corey and I have been discussing that we would like to move a lot more. We've kind of done a bunch of traveling and then stopping for long periods of time. And we're realizing that we think that maybe a week to 2 weeks in an area is probably where we want to be. This is a very long planned stay here. This was planned for sure. And I think, I think we'll go in like 1 to 2 week bursts. Is kind of where we're targeting. But if for some reason there's some reason we have to stay somewhere for longer than that, obviously we will. I think the 1 to 2 week stays really keeps us in the flow of everything with the camper and everything that needs to be done with it, and just in a routine. It also gives us a lot more content and it achieves our goal of wanting to travel around and see things. So I think we're gonna really be intent on traveling quite a bit more. We will be here in Texas likely till February 1st is when we're kind of targeting getting rolling again, at least out of this site, and maybe across Texas. Who knows? We could stay in Texas for months, really. How big it is, but getting out of here and getting back on the road and getting back into that traveling routine as quickly as possible. So Yeah, that's exciting. We do have some places we have to go here first thing in the spring. We'd like to hit Oklahoma. We would like to hit Tennessee. We have to go up to Tennessee to check out a piece of property and start looking for our own, actually. Check out somebody else's piece of property, do a little evaluation, and then circle back through Tennessee and see that one again. And kind of present our findings, I guess. But yeah, as I didn't really mention that, as we are traveling around, we will definitely have our eyes open for little plots of raw land. I think we're probably going to target the probably 2 to 10 acres. I think 10 acres max is right now. And just kind of sprinkle those properties wherever we go. As we can pick them up. We kind of funded ourselves with a little war chest that we can go and really make some, I'm guessing, lowball cash offers to people on some unused scrubland that would be perfect for us. So that is one of the goals that we want to accomplish as we're traveling around, is at least pick up that first property, if not more than one, but definitely keeping our eyes out. Oh, let's see. I kind of popped through all my list here real quick. Anyway, this might end up being a real short episode. A big 2023 look ahead wasn't that big. It's going to be a long year if that's all we have to do. But no, just kind of throwing out what we have going on, where we're going with it. And just filling in these Monday night shows until I can get my guests on for sure. I didn't realize how quickly I could have got through all that. So I'm probably going to wrap it up here pretty quick. I don't know if I want to ramble on for another 25 minutes unless Corey has anything she wants to talk about. Nope, she's back there shaking her head. Oh. So anyway, guys, that is going to be a very, very abbreviated edition of lots to talk about. I guess it wasn't that much to talk about, but I will have definitely a hour full episode for next week. Prepare that up and get that ready, and then going into that following week, I have that live interview all booked up and ready to go. Speaking of that, if you would want to be on the show, if you want to be an interview, whether it be live on a Monday night or pre-recorded to be released on a Thursday night, feel free to get a hold of me at info@thelostproject.com, or you can head over to the website, thelostproject.com, and under podcast, there is Be a Guest on the Podcast. You fill out the form as full as you want, as full as you can. There is some required information on there, so I can... Josh says talk about poop. I could talk about poop all night, but I'm not going to do that. You can fill out the form as much as possible and get it off to me. It just makes for an easier, smoother interview when I know what you want to talk about. But yeah, I'm looking to talk to anybody living outside the system, and that kind of means all. You can be a side hustler, you can be a solo entrepreneur, just, you know, that non-high school graduate that is booming in business, or whatever holistic medicine you don't prescribe to the modern way of anything. I don't know. Living outside the system can mean so many things to so many different people that I'm willing to talk to pretty much anybody. So there you go. There's a list of people I want to talk to. But anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to have some bedtime tea with Corey and hit the hay early. I got a big day tomorrow. Got interviews to do and pre-record to get ready for those Thursday night shows. So I really appreciate you checking it out. I hope you have a great night, and I will be back with you bright early in the morning. We will talk to you soon. Shining in with the moon, at the end of its longest night.